Hey guys, we're back. It is Jen, and unfortunately not Barry tonight. He actually had some business he had to take care of, so it's just me, but we have one of our guest hosts that's been here before. Say hi, Carrie.
Hey, everybody.
All right, y'all remember Carrie, I'm sure. Now, last week I did not make a definite statement as to what we were going to be talking about this week. With everything that has gone on, because we talked about doing a Jack Sparrow impersonator, which I'm still hoping will get in touch with me, by the way. We've had a few different ideas, yeah. But with the in light of recent events, I think it's time. Let's go ahead and do a breakdown. We're going to have to talk about the trial. And I know I have put it off, and I know I've said I don't want to. Fact remains, I still don't want to, but certain things need to be highlighted and talked about, so we're just going to have to go in that direction. What do you think, Carrie?
Yeah, it obviously needs to be addressed.
Now, you've been watching it as well, right? Parts of it?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Oh, and just so y'all know, guys, I am in a different location. You hear different background noises or hear other people talking. Do not be alarmed. You are not being haunted. I am just in a different area. Okay, so everybody, hopefully everybody knows by now, unless you're living under a rock, knows that Johnny is suing Amber Heard for defamation of character to the tune of $50 million because of an article that Amber wrote that came out in the Washington Post in 2018. Washington Post being a very reputable newspaper. That was insanely damaging. Because of, and I won't save that article, but because of the Heard-Depp relationship, Johnny has lost the Grindelwald franchise. He has lost the Pirates franchise. He has been ostracized from Hollywood. And just in general, been run down pretty much every kind of way he can be in this frigging country.
And, you know, he and his legal team have been very good at itemizing the monetary losses of him being dropped from these contracts. I mean, this is a substantial, well, yeah.
And it is quite...
$50 million?
Yeah, drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it is quite a lot more.
Generous.
He made a comment, though, and I think I've mentioned this before, but he made a comment during the first, or I think it was the first day of his cross-examination, that it did not matter whether he won or lost this case, because he lost the minute those allegations were made. There is no way he can win, quote, win, because his
right.
children have already had to deal with it. His, you know, his family, his friends, his fans, his career. The man lost pretty much everything when Heard decided to lie. So
yeah, within the first 24 hours, uh-huh. in a way, just because she kind of got the jump on it, you know, the court of public opinion, whatever, he had already lost.
She blindsided him too.
Yeah.
I mean, complete sneak attack. Come on, it had been 2 years since they had even been anywhere close to married. 2 years. And then she comes out with this? Really talk about a long game. She had a plan. So, that is where the court case starts. And, of course, everybody knows jury selection was Monday. His sister and one of his friends testified on Tuesday. That would have been the 12th. Then Wednesday the 13th was, I think the 13th through like the beginning of this week was all Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, I remember. Right.
Yup. So a couple of the things that I found interesting. Did you see the friend that testified on Johnny's behalf? His name is, my notes are all over the place, guys. I was all over the internet.
Was this his quote-unquote English friend?
It's the one that lived in the penthouse next to them. Brian, nope, that's the photography specialist. let's see. Isaac Baruch lived in the penthouse right beside Johnny and Amber's. Said he did hear a lot of fights. He did not, however, ever see Amber with bruises. But she, let me get the quote. She pretty much like jumped on him as soon as he showed himself, and she's like, "Hey, you need to come here and see this." He never saw any signs of domestic abuse. He was within 12 inches of Amber. I mean, he was standing right in front of her. Saw no bruising, no redness, no marks. Nothing. Nothing at all. And then all these pictures show up, and he was adamant that they were faked. He was just... and the man actually, he described Amber as being a friend, but stated that, let me get the quote, he's not angry at Heard, but he's angry at the phony pictures taken and put in the tabloids and the fake narratives and the way she got a fraudulent fraudulent TRO for the divorce claim and to extort and blackmail Johnny Depp. Those were his words. So, and I did not get to see that particular, I think that's when I was sleeping on the hammock. But yeah, I missed that testimony, so.
That was deserved downtime for you.
Vacation was absolutely brilliant.
You need to defrag a bit.
Telling you.
You know, before the psychologist ended up taking the stand a couple of days ago.
Right.
Talking about Heard's mental state.
Yes.
The testimony was pretty much all Johnny.
Yep, and I've got quite a few quotes from that one.
Yeah, and he ended up essentially, and I think that this was beneficial for him to kind of go first and set the stage. He ended up putting forth a few things about the relationship that maybe we didn't know about. Really substantiates his claims.
Make that statement one more time. make that statement one more time. Things that what we didn't know about.
Yeah, we've learned a lot from this trial. We really have. You know, Johnny was certainly willing to keep it private. I think Amber Heard was willing to keep it private.
She wasn't.
Maybe didn't think that. Well, she did on her terms, but once this suit came up and he came at her.
Oh no, honey! This was completely calculated. What she did was absolutely 100% manipulative, calculated. She knew what she was doing.
Well, so what did we learn during his? I mean, it's
well, no, I was just the last I was week and a half. I was gonna say the same thing you just did. That there's a reason that we hadn't heard any of this until the suit came out. And that's because Johnny wants to keep his private life private. Oh, gee. Wonder where that came from. Maybe because every other aspect of this man's fucking life is on display for everyone to see? Come on!
Well, and you know, like you said prior, a lot of this lawsuit has to do with his kids.
Exactly. After he lost the case in the UK, he said he'd have dropped it right then, but he did not want his kids having to deal with the fact that he did not defend himself to the fullest extent with which he was capable.
Yeah.
Because that looks like guilt.
He was talking about his kids.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very moving to me.
It was.
And when it comes down to it, you know, he's suing for $50 million, essentially, and kind of defamation through loss of contracts and film work. But really, it's more than $50 million, and he knows this. You can tell in his testimony that he's just going to try and recoup as much as he can. I don't know if he's going to get the full $50 million, but I think Johnny wants to take as much pounds of flesh as he can to essentially make up for damage that's been done, not just to his professional career, but his fatherhood, perhaps his manhood.
Yep. You know,
$50 million is a light price for her to pay, I would say.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what she should pay. But, no matter what you say, I would not rock that orange jumpsuit.
And you know what? This last week that he's done a testimony, 5 days, I think he's been very effective transmitting to us. I didn't really kind of have a perspective of his suing her, you know, or maybe I thought it was just for the money, but he's taking her to court and he's trying to get $50 million on so much more.
Loss of manhood, loss of pride, loss of dignity, loss of self-respect.
You know, a washed up actor, you know, personally, I don't think he's a washed up actor.
Absolutely not.
Washed up actors, I think we all know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny's not that guy.
Uh-uh. Not at all.
You know.
And
mental cruelty.
And that hurts worse than the physical. Broken bones heal. Bruises heal.
That he's washed up.
And I love the fact, the one thing that I it just tickled me pink. I couldn't stop giggling. When she said on tape, you know what? Go ahead and tell whoever you want to. They're not going to believe you anyway. I said, yep, they will now. I mean, I'll tell you what, can we hand her another nail to put in that coffin?
Do we know roughly when they're going to wrap this?
They gave the trial 6 weeks. We are going into week... God, it is only... No. Hey, we're going into week 3.
Yeah, right. They've been processing.
Yes. Well, because first week was, I was there, and the second week I was on vacation. Now this is, we're at third week. So we're at third week. And they have given the trial 6 weeks. So hopefully they will be able to wrap everything up at that time, because if they don't, they're going to have to put everything on pause and reschedule. And that is not going to be good. So they want these, debt especially, wants those jurors in there deliberating just as quickly as possible after hearing everything he had to say. Now, one thing about... I love Johnny Depp. Everybody knows I love Johnny Depp. I wear his image on my arm. My Edward Scissorhands tattoo. But, Johnny, you're dealing with lawyers. Grow up! And I understand where he's coming from. Yeah, I mean, they ask him the same question 6 different times in different forms, and he's like, excuse me, I've already been nice enough to answer that for you already. You know, but like teasing the lawyer about his name, Rottenborn.
All right, he should not have done that. He should not have done.
Oh, but...
That being said, everything else, I think he's actually been, you know,
he's been extremely patient.
Kind of keeping us a sense of humor.
Yeah, that he is. That's great. I loved it when the lawyer read the texts. Amber said her throat hurt, and she said, I hope it feels better. Johnny said, I hope it feels better soon. And she says, me too. He says, yeah, because I've got other, let's see, how do you put it? I've got other uses for your throat. And the lawyer read it. And he's like, do you remember making these statements? And Johnny goes, could you read that again for me? The lawyer turned like 6 shades of red while he was reading the text. So Johnny just let him embarrass himself a little more. It was great.
was there was one where they were playing an audio tape and Johnny was intoxicated or whatever, and he was pissed. And the lawyer, after they got done for Heard, said, "So, would you say that you were angry during that?" And Johnny looked at him like he was a Terminator robot and said, "Clearly, very obviously, I was upset there."
What's he supposed to say? Remember? Or, no, I wasn't mad. Oh, come on.
And also, a couple of days ago, maybe they started, I think they started Tuesday.
Okay.
They were talking about the negative press he was getting in, articles about his, you know, drug abuse.
Right.
That sort of thing. And they handed him transcripts of it on the stand.
Right, from the other trial.
It was easily like 500 pages, and they give him this paper loaf, and he looks at the court assistant, and he goes, "Oh, thank you so very much."
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was great.
I think that he's transmitting that he's human, he's not acting.
And he does make mistakes, and he has never once said, "I was perfect during this marriage." The only thing that he has claimed is that he has not intentionally, physically harmed Amber Heard. Period. That is his claim. I believe him. Millions believe him. It's time to judge and jury do too, and let him get out of this mess. This is ridiculous. Sorry, this is a subject I get very passionate about. I had one moment of doubt when I first heard about this, and I was heartbroken. I really was. You know, this icon, this genius, this brilliant actor who has touched so many people's lives, did that?
What moment was this?
Right when I first heard, when I very first heard the accusations that Amber made, I'm like, oh my God. You know, and then I started thinking, there's no way. There's absolutely no way the man did this. So I do apologize for that one little moment of doubt, but yeah, there's no way he did this. Anybody can tell you that is not him. But, another real good moment. And I found this very telling as well. Okay. He related everything during their relationship, including Amber's accusation of the first time he supposedly hit her, which she claims that he hit her. He hit her in the face several times because she was laughing at his wino tattoo, which everybody knows used to read Winona. And he got it. Winona forever. Now it says wino forever. I can get behind that.
And hey, Amber, he told you wino forever.
Yeah. And she should have listened.
You know what, you're a Marion,
baby. She should have listened, because if your name ain't one, if your name isn't Winona, you're the wrong damn one, bitch.
Oh wow.
I'm sorry. I think they should get back together. I really do.
Wow, that would be a power couple for sure.
Oh man.
Again.
Yeah. But he talks about the fight. He talks about that fight, and he says, just point blank, never happened. That never happened. Period. There was no point of reference. There was no, she might have been talking. No, that never happened. When he was asked repeatedly about abusing Amber, he finally said, "Look, violence is never necessary. Why would you hit someone to make them agree with you?" I thought that was brilliant. I thought it was a great comment. But he talks about that, and then he was talking about the fight where that resulted in his finger being severed.
The severed finger.
Yeah, the infamous severed finger.
Right.
So he tells the lawyer, I would try to get away so that nothing escalated. Because if given the chance to allow things to escalate, Miss Hurd would take it to its very extreme, which ended up with my finger being chopped off. So he was asked about the text, which he texted his doctor and said, I've sliced my finger off. Now, he claims it was a joke. Oh, hell no, Johnny. We all know what you were doing. He was protecting Amber Heard so the doctor or the hospital did not call the law and her ass didn't get arrested.
Well, sure.
That's what he was doing. But, they tried to hold him to the truth of the text message. And he's like, look.
In court, you know.
Quote. This is a direct quote. Why would I ruin the only thing that I was ever really good at in my life besides my children? And he's referring to, of course, playing the guitar and his music.
Yeah.
Number one, the fact that he really does not get why the world loves him so much. And, you know, why we think he's such a great actor. He doesn't get that. He really doesn't. He's a musician. He's always been a musician in his own mind. That is very telling. I mean, come on, think about it. This is the thing that's made you millions, but yet you still think you're not good enough? Come on.
Yeah. Well, he's been playing music since late 80s, early 90s.
He's been playing music since he was 15.
Probably. Yeah, right.
Matter of fact, he quit school at 15 to pursue his music career. He came back 2 weeks later thinking he had made a mistake, and his principal refused to allow him to re-enroll. However, it's not for the reason that you would probably think. You're thinking, oh, he was probably a troublemaker, school was going better without him, blah, 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 right? No. The principal actually told him, I would be doing the world a great disservice if I allowed you to re-enroll in high school. Said he needed to go out and pursue his music career and do what he felt like he needed to do.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, don't we wish we all had principals like that?
Yeah.
Oh, and I just ran across something in my notes. The whole reason, and I was only going to do this for about 15 minutes before getting into the body of the podcast today, with everything that's come to light and all this, we had to give it a full out, you know, takedown. The reason I was going to do this tonight was because of the testimony of one Brian, find his name, Brian Neumeister. Brian Neumeister is the forensic photographic expert.
Okay.
And he claims that at least 20 of the original, quote unquote, original photos that are in magazines, newspapers, the People magazine cover that blew up so badly. Fake. They have all been run through a photo manipulation system.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
So this guy is an authority on forensic, you know,
I'm really glad you asked about that. I always try to make sure that I have as much information as I can, you know, so that whoever's listening to me gets all the information I can give.
Okay.
So I was expecting, you know, a little blurb, you know, whatever. Oh, no, I got a 6-page report on this man.
On the single individual.
Oh, one single individual. Yes, not his company, not who he's worked for. No, just him.
Okay.
Now, he's worked with video and photography. And worked with meaning manipulation, changing, editing. There. He's an expert in film, period. But he's worked with film for over 37 years in 23 different countries. He is respected in all 23 countries. He has received 39 Emmy wins and 70 plus national and international awards for his work with film. I was about to get there. He is a court certified video and photography forensic expert. He deals with not just criminal and civil. He also deals with military and aviation cases. You deal with the military, you damn well better be good. Let's see. This man has got, he's got creds all the, long as my arm, man. And granted, I'm only 5'2", so it's not that long an arm, but still. So, they definitely got the best that they could get as far as, and we'll get into the psychologist here in a minute, but I believe they got the best of the best there, too. I really do. But anyway, yeah, he claims that he can prove that those photos were manipulated and that there are layers on the newly printed photos that can be stripped down and the original photo revealed. So we're going to see. I can't wait.
Yeah, very interesting.
Uh-huh.
Very
interesting. Yeah, no wonder she was sweating bullets in the courtroom.
Yeah, well, you know, she said that she had used this certain makeup kit. Her lawyer testified she's been using this compact kit. It's like four different shades that were in it to hide.
Hide the bruises.
Hide the bruises. Mm-hmm. And then the company that was the manufacturer ended up putting out essentially a TikTok video.
Said, that doesn't work.
Well, no. They proved that case that she had been carrying around the whole time she was with Johnny, they didn't produce them yet. She was off by about 18 months. And they ended up going to like their catalog, archived websites, showing its first availability. And she lied.
Yeah. Oh, she's lied on the stand so many times and they busted her so many times. Oh,
yeah.
The thing I wonder is I would have to go in. You would have to go in and see if there were any kind of celebrity promos done with that makeup or, yeah, because a lot of companies will do that just so they can get their compact or their eyeliner or their lipstick or whatever in that celebrity's hand. They let them have it, you know, months before it comes out. Usually not 18 months, however. Yeah, sometimes they do that. So that actually bears looking into. Good point.
It's a very distinctive compact, and they showed, you know,
and it only came out that one year.
Yeah, there were pictures of her basically holding it open, and you could see that it was certainly their product.
Right.
And so those photos of her holding them have been manipulated.
Because they could not have been taken on the date she claimed.
Correct.
Yep. Well, speaking about, you know, Amber's work and, you know, being the actress, and, well, you know, actresses require a lot of upkeep. We get that. They're primas. We know that.
Sure.
But, you know, one thing that every actor, actress, just about every actor, actress has is a personal assistant. Now, if you've got, Carrie, if you've got somebody who is picking up your dry cleaning, getting your coffee, making your appointments, making your phone calls, dealing with the crap you don't want to deal with,
right.
What's your best bet? Probably treat them good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to piss those people off. I mean, they can do some damage.
They can spit your food. Spit
your coffee.
Finances.
Yeah. Oh, no, let me just put a couple of eye drops in your coffee. You're going home sick. Bye-bye.
Sure.
Hey. Up to this day, I don't even think that could be considered illegal. Unless you're a professional food worker. I'll have to check into that one, too. But she could have done. Getting ahead of myself. Amber's manager, personal assistant, sorry.
Sure.
For Amber Heard. She find her name here. Her name is Kate James. She worked for Amber from 2012 to 2015. This poor girl deserves a medal. Hell, forget that. This poor girl deserves a new car for putting up with her for that long.
How come?
Okay. She says she never ever saw bruises on Amber. Never saw her limping. Never saw her showing any sign of pain. But she did agree that that might be because most of the time Amber was drunk or high on illegal drugs. So, you know, if she was in pain, she wasn't really feeling it. But she said that she would fly into a blind rage at the slightest provocation. One of Kate's jobs was to go and pick up the whatever magazine Amber happened to be in as soon as it came out and to hide it in a certain spot in the garage. Why? I have no idea. Johnny was extremely proud of Amber's career. It intimidated him. Yeah, he admitted that. But he was proud of her.
Sure.
Of course, then we find out she's screwing, you know, Elon Musk. And yeah, now I get why she wanted him hidden. But she...
Actually, it came out, I think, that he suspected that she was having an affair with James Franco.
Oh, right. But, okay, speak up just a little bit, babe. But, because you're starting to fall off the end of the sound waves here. But
well, he was worried about her having an affair with James Franco, too, I think.
Yes, but of course she would want those magazines and articles hidden until she had a chance to look at them and make sure there was nothing in them that she didn't want Johnny to see. So, that one time the child did not hide a particular magazine, she said, she turned into a banshee. For claws and everything, just screaming and just totally losing her mind over this freaking magazine not being put in its hiding spot. So, and she said that was not a rare occurrence. It happened a lot. She said Johnny, on the other hand, you know, when she did meet him, he was very quiet, very reserved, almost shy. And how did she put it? Quote unquote. He's like a true Southern gentleman, was the quote from Kate about Johnny. And she also tells the story about how Amber spit in her face the one time she asked for a raise. Yeah, nice lady, huh? That's the one you want to bring home to mama. Oh my God, my kids bring something like that home to me and I'm going to have to kill them. I'll just kill them both and just be done with it.
I would never compare Amber Heard to a Southern Belle.
Not all Southern ladies are Southern Belles, honey.
she has this projection.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, you could never classify her as a Southern Belle.
Absolutely.
And on that same note, who else was it that one other guy testified?
You're reading the psychiatrist.
Oh, we're not there yet. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, we're only at 33 minutes. We're good. There was one other that testified around the same time that Kate did. And that was her manager. And now I can't find... I had his testimony. I swear I did. Oh, I know where it's at. I keep jumping over the page. That's why I couldn't find it. Alright. Maybe I didn't write it down. I could have sworn I did. Huh. This happens a lot, Carrie, so.
Well, there's a lot of characters definitely in this trial. I have definitely seen a lot of interesting people
And one more thing before we get into the psychological aspects of this case. Because this, again, was very, very telling. Johnny supposedly, Amber claims he abused her, hit her, punched her, sexually abused her, marked her, or in other ways just terrorized and destroyed her at least 14 times in their marriage. Okay?
Yeah. 14 instances.
14 instances. Yep. 14 different dates. 14 different sets of bruises, supposedly. 14 different problems. I'm sorry, you know, I get you love the guy. And I understand why some women stay in a situation like that. I get it. But with her being such a high-profile individual, that probably would not have been necessary. However, you know, if I just wanted to get a cooling-off period, you know, what's the first thing you probably do?
Take a vacation. Go see mother.
Go to the police. Go to the police. Get a temporary restraining order. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have this issue, do not hesitate. The police are there to serve and protect you. So, you know, keep that in mind. But, yeah, you first step, get a temporary restraining order and then sit back and decide what you want to do if you want them in your life. Yeah, makes sense, right? Amber Heard filed for a TRO, temporary restraining order, once. Guess when that was? 3 days after Johnny asked her for a divorce.
All right, now we're getting Southern again.
I'm sorry, but that's just a little suspect. That is, okay, a little my ass. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. That is hugely suspect. I mean, she, one time, he beat her up 14 different times that she can remember the dates of, and she got one restraining order. The times that the cops were called to the house, they never saw a mark on Amber. They never saw the penthouse destroyed. They never saw anything that that she claimed to have happened. So, yeah, and then the one time, she had no problem calling the cops. Now, I'm sorry if you've ever been abused. You know as well as I do, you lay low and keep your mouth shut, especially if you don't have a way out. Yet don't call the law and piss them off even further. That's just, you don't do it. But she had no problem calling the law. But however, she had a problem getting a restraining order against her attacker until he asked her to go away. Think about it. Not smart, Amber. You still with me?
I am.
All right, just making sure. Uh-huh. You must have set your phone down. You've gotten quiet again.
No, I was listening.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, you just don't do that. That is not how your average person dealing with abuse reacts. Just saying. You do not. No. And we're going to get off that subject and move on to the next. So, the only
you
one.
Know,
in,
though,
go ahead.
If you're Amber Heard and you're worrying about protecting your career, I mean, she is incredibly high profile and she's got contracts that are coming up, and all of a sudden, in the middle of it.
All of which are now in suspension?
Yeah. But while this was all going on, you know, her husband, whom she should probably fear, he's got huge contracts going off on this. She has huge contracts. The last thing you want is the freaking paparazzi, the police, your mother, his parents, his people, your publicist, your manager, his handler, endorsement people, et cetera, asking you about a restraining order that you filed on a guy that's got an alcohol problem. And I do believe that a lot of people in America, a lot of Western countries, especially women, they do the whole thing. Well, he was drunk.
Yes, they do.
You know, and so maybe I can forgive him once or twice, but
14 times.
You get into kind of a routine. Once you get into routine, and you're a woman, but you're a woman worth $35 million yourself.
Easily.
There's a lot riding on the line. You may not want to file restraining orders.
But at the same time. Okay, she's an actress. You're right. She's extremely high profile.
Yeah, she ends up popping up dead because she just beats the shit.
That's not what I was going to say. Because there are a lot of worse fates than death. She's an actress. What happens when he goes too far and beats her face in? Well, there goes the acting. No, I think I would file for that restraining order, tell him to kiss my ass, and tell the paparazzi to kiss it right behind him. I'm not losing what I'm making money on.
Well, then she sues him for $160 million, and he obviously beat her face in.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, though. At that point, she's done. It doesn't matter how much money he gives her. It doesn't matter what kind of awes and oohs and sympathy she gets. At that point, she is done. Period.
Yeah, but she's also incredibly wealthy.
It doesn't matter. I'm sorry, but at that point...
$160 million, it would make a... You know, I would probably get beaten up by Mike Tyson for $160.
Yeah, you would do that willingly. You're not an actor. I mean, they literally stake their lives on the way they stay fit. Look at the Marvel actors. Aquaman cannot be that different. I mean, they have seriously just huge physical routines they have to do to keep the body in shape. She's not going to risk that face. She is not going to risk that face. If she thought she was in danger, her ass would have got out. She is not risking her moneymaker because she...
You know, even if it was a long, complicated process, she should have gotten out. Absolutely.
And if she had truly been abused, she would have.
Yeah.
And to file for a restraining order...
She was in New York and he was in France, and she would just be like, nope, done, lock him out.
And to file a restraining order after he told her to go away? Come on. Captain Obvious. Anyway, one of the other things that Miss Kate James was talking about was the way Amber, because she said the way Amber treated her employees, she treated her family the same, if not worse.
Yeah, her sister.
She said she would yell, she would get in her mother's face, and her sister would cower like a dog that's been kicked too many times. That is pitiful that you're going to treat your own family that way.
That is pitiful.
And not even bother to hide it. What, you think you're too good for judgment? Come on. You don't do that, period. It's despicable. But the fact that she had absolutely no concern at all that people saw her do it. She didn't see anything wrong with it. That's exactly what that says. She saw no problem with her own behavior. That is what makes her scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's just... And that leads us to who?
Is this to the psychologist?
It is. We've been trying to get me to talk about her all evening, so let's go ahead and do it. We got about another 10, 15 minutes we can spend on her.
Okay.
Oh, so let's see. Miss Curry, where have I got? Yeah, I got 12 pages of notes, guys, so if you hear pages flipping, that's why.
Yeah.
All right. Miss Shannon Curry. Dr. Shannon Curry, she is a psychologist, not a psychiatrist. She can diagnose and treat, but she does not write prescriptions. Biggest difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist prescribes drugs, am I correct?
That's correct.
Absolutely, wonderful. Yeah, you've got a little bit of experience in the psychology field, right?
Yeah, and psychologists... therapy work where psychologists do like the hard science kind of.
Right. Yeah. But she actually, once again, I did check her creds because, you know, I was curious. Yeah, they hit such a winner with the photography expert. Yeah, I was wondering if they could do it twice in a row, and apparently they can. And before I go through her creds, I have heard, and Carrie, you've also expressed concern about the fact that she had dinner and drinks with Johnny and the team before dealing with Amber, before taking the case, so to speak. Now, I've not gone very far west at all. I'm on the East Coast. It's where I've always been. This is the only experience I have with that. But that being said, this on the East Coast, that's just how lawyers do business. I've worked for lawyers. My mother's worked for lawyers. My sister has dealt with lawyers. Pretty much, you know, that's how they do business.
Is that how psychologists and psychiatrists do business?
Elite a field, I would assume so. I would probably imagine, I would imagine that they probably do. I did not find a hint of any scandal with her or any of the psychiatrists, psychologists in her that work with her in her practice. No hint of a scandal, no hint of being paid off. And, you know, if they hire her, she diagnoses, she says what she has to say about Amber. If Johnny and the team don't like it, what happens? They pay her, and then they thank her and move her along and go find someone else to give them the answer they want. That's how lawyers work. So,
you know, I'm sure that's actually, you're right, that's probably a pretty common practice. They want to shop around for the best expert witnesses and then put them forward on the stand.
And they, I mean...
Which is awful.
They've been given enough time before this. We've known about this trial for over a year. They have plenty of time to do just what I said. Find someone, get their honest expert opinion, and if they don't like it, thank them, move them along, and go to the next one. That's how lawyers work. That's how especially superstar lawyers work. Come on. It just kills me. Oh, shit, they paid her off. Why? Why would they need to?
They essentially did pay her off. They are literally looking for the best.
Right, the best
witness that they can.
But that does not.
Hire.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
That's the best that money can buy.
That is their job.
Yes.
Is to put up the best defense for Johnny Depp that they can. That is their job.
Yes.
And that is what they're doing. But, you know, to assume that just because she had dinner and drinks that, you know, they coached her or told her what it's Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Oh, I've got no idea what they might be looking for. She's obviously not stupid. There's no saying that she coached on, that she was coached or she was paid off. And I'm sure her fee was huge. Matter of fact, if any of you would like, I didn't bother to look because, you know, but she works out of California. Her practice is in her name. All you have to look up is Dr. Shannon Curry, and she will pop up. You can look on her Wikipedia page. You can look on her office page, and she has her fees posted if you would like to know that information.
Does she have a Wikipedia page?
It's not a Wikipedia page. It's her own personal office page.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it goes directly to her office. So, and she does work with a group of psychiatrists, psychologists, and they all basically do the same thing. They work for, creds, here we go. They work for their clinical and forensic psychologists. She's licensed in Hawaii as well as California. Now, the reason she is able to give testimony here in Virginia, all the way over in Virginia, is because when she initially took Amber Heard on as a patient, and the entire time Amber was under her care, they were in California. So her testimony is legal and viable here in Virginia because she was treated in a state where she was licensed.
So this, like, she did interview, or?
Oh, she spent, let's see.
How well did she get to know her?
I'm looking at, I think she said 12 or 15, like 1 to 2 hour.
That's pretty good.
And that's just the ones with Amber. That's just the ones with Amber. That's not the ones with Johnny or the ones with Johnny and Amber together. That's
okay, wow.
Just Amber.
Okay.
But yeah. Let me see. All right. Testified that she said she spent at least a dozen hours of interviews with just Amber Heard. And then went back and reviewed and re-reviewed Amber's previous mental health records.
Oh, okay.
So she didn't just go on her own opinion. She went on things other doctors had noticed and noted down as well. Now, she's, like I said, she's she seems to be really intense.
Research-based.
Very much research-based.
Okay, great.
She's been 15 years in research alone. Okay? Research.
Oh, wow.
Research, therapy.
That's the tough psychiatry and psychology.
And psych eval. Now, she specifically handles psych eval. Now, psychiatric eval, or psychological evaluation now. That's what.
She does the unpleasant work, or she did for a while. This is all the math.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, it's a science, and that's really leads her credence.
Absolutely.
She's a research scientist.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Guess what her specialties are?
What are her specialties?
Trauma, violence, and relationships.
Okay.
Now, she also works with military cases as well as civil and criminal cases. Now, she is also on the board for the University of California Center for Unconventional Security Affairs. What that boils down to, basically, is that she is part of the research and programming team that strives to address poverty, warfare, violence, and sustainability on a global scale. I think we lost Carrie. Let's see. Let's call him back. Or his phone died. Oh, we'll find out in just a second. Let's see. Aha. Phone did not die. I was talking to the computer. I was like, yeah, wait, we lost Carrie. Let's see if his phone died.
Sorry.
Mine does it all the time. Y'all's does too, right?
Well, we were talking about how she's done research with...
That's what she does.
Military, like, well, the military stuff.
Oh, yeah, that too. She...
PTSD.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Trauma is one of her specialties.
Yeah, wow.
So, okay. And the fact that trauma and relationships and violence are all in there, and these are her... they definitely hit the nail on the head with hers.
That's so, what you want to be your professional witness.
She also has awards from the American Psychological Association, I believe. And
ABA?
And then another group called Psychologists Beyond Borders. I am so sorry, guys. And those awards are for research on culturally responsive trauma therapy in international communities. And those were, like I said, awarded from the two very prestigious psychological and psychiatrical groups.
Well, you know, when they had her on the stand, I remember that they said specifically she was a human trauma specialist.
Yes.
And she diagnosed, and you know, she diagnosed Heard with borderline personality and histrionic.
Right.
And I was like, well, how does she know after, like, you know, a couple of hours? But it sounds like she's interviewed and
she's
the shit out of Amber Heard.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one more cred. I'm so sorry. She is also a certified psychological expert. She works, and she works with that and for independent forensic evaluations. She's been known to work for state authorities, for law enforcement, U.S. military, and private attorneys, both civil and criminal. And she is a certified forensic examiner. So, you know, this lady kind of knows her stuff. As for the two disorders that Heard was, that she has, she, in her professional opinion, she states that Heard has bipolar disorder, as you said, and histrionic disorder. Now, what's really funny is these two diseases are very similar.
Hand in hand. Yeah.
They're very similar, but it's like, I mean, it's one disorder describes part of Amber, and then you got the other one to back clean up. It's anybody who says this woman was paid off to say this, by the way, this is Amber Heard. Because obviously haven't met her. Because these, the bipolar disorder. Now, I have a bit of experience with that. I've got friends that deal with that on a daily basis.
Borderline personality disorder.
Now, this affects how you think and feel about yourself, about your relationships, and about other people. It can cause you problems functioning. I mean, even just everyday functions. In normal life, self-image issues, difficulty managing emotions and behavior, patterns of unstable relationships, fear of abandonment, can't be alone, inappropriate anger, impulsiveness, frequent mood swings.
You know, when it comes down to it, in layman's terms, and it is incredibly accurate, it is called asshole syndrome. Literally, and that is where we are now, where we're diagnosing people being generally unpleasant and just being assholes. And that's essentially what real assholes, like 24-hour assholes.
Now, Johnny tried his best not to be an asshole. You know, he tried. He tried. But, you know, she's always been a trigger for him. And hopefully, Johnny, I hope to God this is the last time you let her trigger you. Get this stuff done and over with, and then let that bitch go.
Yeah, borderline personality disorder is pretty common.
It is.
And, you know, seriously.
No, I've got the stats pulled up right here, actually. I have, there you are. Come here to me. And that's borderline. Let's see. Oh, God. It's being aggravating. All right, there we go. Let me pull it up. Where is it at? Sorry, it's all the way at the bottom. Hang on. Let's see. All right, where is it? I just had it a minute ago. But yeah, so something like 40% of the population suffers, or 35% suffers this particular disorder. Let's see. Risk factors, diagnosis.
And there are different severities.
Absolutely. The few friends that I've known to have this disorder, they're very conscientious about keeping it under control. They know their symptoms. They know when it's starting to creep up, you know, on the back of their mind and stuff. And they're really good at stopping it in its tracks, or at least caging it to the point that it's not a completely disruptive force in their life.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it can be done.
Yeah, well, some of these people are very successful.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
with the acceptance of mental health issues that we have nowadays, you know, you've got doctors, lawyers, dentists, writers, actors, friggin', you've got people coming out of the woodwork admitting that they have been diagnosed with this or that, simply as a plea for others who are not okay with themselves to, you know, see somebody. You know, don't make a permanent solution to a temporary problem. You know, get some help. It's out there. And that is a huge thing for, you know, for someone in our generation, because you just didn't talk about it back in the day.
No. But, you just got your ass beat because you were an asshole.
Or you were ADHD and they didn't know what that was at the time, you know?
Right, yeah, well, right.
But yeah.
Definitely I could see her being a borderline personality disorder.
Okay, now just in case you haven't checked out or that you don't recall what the histrionic personality disorder is.
Trauma queen.
Absolutely, times 10.
Trauma queen. We're trauma king.
Now, or drama king, absolutely. Yeah. It's not exclusively.
Loud entrances and
right.
Trying to weave your life into other people's plot line, you know.
Actually, no. No. You want them to weave into yours.
Right. Yeah, pardon me. Right. To perfectly assimilate.
Exactly. Yes. And perfectly right. To your specifications. You don't give a damn what they think.
Willingly.
But this is also characterized by a pattern of seeking excessive attention, usually beginning in early childhood, including inappropriate seduction. Oh, gee. Desire for approval, those videos. Being lively, dramatic, vivacious, enthusiastic, extroverted, extremely flirtatious, a high desire to be loved, and inappropriate appearances, sometimes being very loud or very sudden, exaggerated behaviors or emotions, the absolute craving for stimulation, being sexually provocative, strong emotions, but also with an impressionistic style. However, these people can be easily influenced. They are egocentric, self-indulgent. They have a continuous need for appreciation, persistent manipulative behavior to achieve their wants.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's the other half. Sorry. I call them like I see them.
And, you know, it's so Hollywood, right? I mean, well, histrionic disorder is probably a lot of people that are making movies.
Absolutely. You are right. However,
I mean, and hey, they get into terrible abusive relationships.
They do.
You know, you make shit up and you need to be sued for it.
Right. I'm sorry. Any right, woman, yeah. any person who comes forward with a false rape or abuse charge should be brought up on charges.
Yes.
There
you
is.
You know, you can't use. You know, if you were schizophrenic and you were a hardcore schizophrenic, you can use that in a defense. But if you have, you know, borderline personality disorder, parentheses, you're an asshole, and you have histrionic disorders, parentheses, you're a drama queen, that doesn't mean...
That does not give you a license.
You're a fucking, you know, drama queen.
Right, exactly.
You know, asshole.
And... Carrie, your first statement was not entirely true. If you are a hardcore paranoid schizophrenic, but are not locked up, if you have been diagnosed, treated, and otherwise taken care of, but you are not bad enough to be locked up in an institution, and you choose not to take your medicine, or you choose not to do what your doctor says, yes, sir, you most certainly can be brought up on charges.
Yeah, and absolutely. You are also most likely homeless.
You know, but the ones that you're talking about are the ones that they don't know what's wrong with them. They're scared. They're
undiagnosed.
Right, undiagnosed, or else they've been diagnosed and they've forgotten.
But it is so undiagnosed.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, the guy sitting there arguing, sitting on the corner, arguing with the air. You know, they'll sit there and laugh at him.
Well, you know, and we're talking about Amber Heard, and she is,
right,
whatever side you want to take, she is a privileged kind of actress trauma queen. Uh-huh. And we're talking about her mental illnesses. Meanwhile, we do have people that are schizophrenic, diagnosed, forgotten.
Right. She, you know, is definitely not one of those. You know, the bottom line is, we're not the first ones to hear this diagnosis. We're not the first ones to be told that she has a problem and she needs to deal with it. We are not the first ones to hear it when that psychologist got up on that stand. She's known about this for years.
Jen, do we know for sure that she indulged also in alcohol and drugs?
Yes. I'll say yes to this point. Heard has not debunked that particular statement yet, so we'll have to wait and see. Well, right, and it's going to boil down to he says, she says, that was her friend, that was his friend. You know, what about this, what about that? He could be paid off, she could be paid off. Bottom line, did Amber Heard intentionally malign Johnny Depp? That's what this case is about. It's not about who abused who. It's not about who left bruises. It's not about who called who names. It's about defamation.
It's about intent.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's opened up a lot of conversations about abuse and mental health. But when it comes down to it, you're right. This comes down to a legal judgment of,
did she intend to sully his name?
Right.
And I gotta say yes. I'm sorry, but I do. She got the restraining order after he asked for a divorce. That was intentional. That's public record. There's no way they could keep that a secret. The clerk was probably on the phone the minute she walked out the door. Oh my God, Amber Heard was in here. You wouldn't believe what just happened. I mean, come on. You can't keep that kind of thing a secret. But she was playing a long game, and she waited. And then she waited until the statute of limitations ran out on abuse, which is why he's suing for defamation.
You know, and I think you're right that she timed this, but I think that she timed it badly. Like, she jumped the shark. You know,
I think she did too. You're right.
She screwed up. Actually, I think she waited a little too late.
She had to.
Yeah, like you said, she waited until after the divorce to do all of these actions.
She brought everything up during the divorce to get that $7 million.
Yeah. Right. That's the initial grab.
Which, by the way, she still has not turned over to charity. Which is in her divorce, so. But anyway,
I'm sure,
yeah.
She's got some legal bills to pay.
And of course, you know, they were not alone in that courtroom. This was not a closed proceeding. You had the judge, you had the lawyers, you had the court reporter, you had, and of course you had reporters in there. It's their divorce case, absolutely. Yeah, they weren't keeping that quiet. So that's when she started with this mess. And then she waits 2 years to go public about being abused. I tell you what, bring your ass to Georgia. I'll abuse you.
Real abuse.
I am so sorry. That is just, I don't like anyone who makes false accusations. Johnny actually talked about one particular time where he was on his way out the side door on one side of the room. Amber was clear across the room at the other wall on the phone with her friend, and he's walking out the door, and all of a sudden he hears, "Oh my God, Johnny, don't hit me again!" Yeah, he was across the room. He wasn't anywhere near her. That is pathetic.
You know, listen, let me take this opportunity before I forget. You got to admit, Jen, and I know you almost never do plugs.
Right.
But, you know, we've seen this coverage, if you will, like on blurbs on CBS News.
Right.
Maybe on Entertainment Tonight or whatever. But can you admit that Court TV has been killing the coverage on this case?
Court TV has been absolutely amazing. They like do not stop.
No, no. And they really do kind of put it into, I mean, they give you everything that's going on hour by hour. They had a court reporter that was on camera that was, in fact, like you said, you know, these reporters were in there.
Right.
She was doing an amazing job describing witness reactions to questions.
Right.
Juror reactions.
Right.
I was like,
that reaction out of. But
yeah, Court TV, really great.
I have one question, and I'm waiting to see if my thought processes are right. Okay, this has been Johnny's turn, so to speak.
Yeah.
Pretty much every expert or judge or, you know, anybody they brought in to talk about testimony that day, you know, the behavior of the judge, the behavior of the lawyers, you know, all that, the little expert witnesses they bring in on their breaks and stuff, every single one of them has favored Johnny Depp. Every single one. So I'm wondering if when it's Amber Heard's turn, if they're going to start bringing in people that agree with her. And I don't mean agree as in she's right. I mean they're very believable. Right. You can really understand what they're feeling. That kind of thing.
Well, you know, kind of. You know, her defense is going to bring in people. And I think that the next few days are her, right?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. She just pisses me off so bad. She's already shot her defense.
Yeah, but she gets her chance to do her defense, and they're going to bring in people. Sure, she started a defense, but she still gets her chance to bring in people.
Right.
And but if she ends up shocking us with some witnessing, you never know.
Oh, I'm sure she could pay Sally to say she was there and saw this and that. Like you said, she's worth $35 million.
She will have her own psychiatrist that is going to tell you that Johnny Depp probably has
a multiple personality disorder.
Personality disorder, right, and possibly, histrionic.
Unfortunately, I could actually see the multiple personality disorder.
Megalomania.
Except he actually remembers all of his characters.
Well, he's too pleasant. I mean, you know, you've got a lot, I mean, through 25 years of people just talking about Johnny Depp.
Right.
You know, he is a pleasant, we know he's a pleasant person.
Speaking of, I have been surprised, shocked, amazed, and so damn pleased every evening. Now, Johnny's been through hell, going through the trial, having to testify, dealing with these idiot lawyers. The man has gone through hell. You know what he does before he walks out the courtroom? He gets into his bag, he pulls out his Sharpie, pulls out a stack of magazines, and he makes sure he is ready to see his fans.
Oh, damn.
Every day.
Actually, I wish this, you know, they talk about people that are gathering out there. I would absolutely be there. And, yeah, I would, of course, be, you know, waiting to see Johnny and support him.
Oh, yeah, you almost lost me for my vacation. I almost went to Virginia.
That being said, that would have been a hell of a pilgrimage.
Oh, my God.
That you, I know that you have a lot of passion.
Yeah, but I'm not walking to Virginia. I don't care.
What's our time?
We are there. We got to go.
Allow me to let it segue.
Absolutely.
Because I know, and I think that
you saw the blog post, huh?
Well, the blog post and, you know, the podcast that you've done and the episodes and your passion.
Yes.
And how much you also love Hiddleston.
Absolutely.
That being said, you're doing a, you know, change of management.
Yep. That we are.
and perhaps some changes, but sound pretty positive, especially with everything that's going on with this court case.
I actually think it really is the best thing for all involved. So, I mean, difference of creative opinion, you could say. We'll just leave it at that. And, you know, like I said, we'll just leave it at that. Just a difference, yeah. Difference of creative opinion. But
certainly not a total abandonment of your love for Devin Hiddleston.
Oh, no, no, never.
Who is that actually saying that sentence? I was like, what?
You had to check to make sure, you know, you had not fallen into an alternate reality.
Yes. What have you done with Gary?
Right. Who are you and where to go? But, yeah. And we actually talked about this a little earlier. Guys, if you've been reading my blog, then you know I posted this morning that this would be our last podcast for a bit. And at the time, I sincerely thought that was true. However, it was pointed out to me that we post our podcast on the blog anyway. It does not go through our podcast service that we use for things like Spotify and Amazon Music. So, at this point in time, I'm not really seeing a need to stop the podcast. So, we may only be putting it out on the blog, which is depheadshillstoners.com. Or you can go through BarryReese.net, get to it that way. We have a Facebook group. Go to Facebook, go to the group.
Facebook group's great.
Oh, yeah. Go to the group, Depheads and Hiddlestoners. We have a page on Instagram, Depheads and Hiddlestoners. Or, hey, all else fails, email me at, guess what, depheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com, and I'll send you the link. So
Yahoo site too, great.
Yeah, we've got the email is depheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com.
So,
guys. I am not going to promise a podcast next week simply with everything that is going on. I'm going to try. I will be keeping the blog updated. So you'll know one way or the other whether I'm gonna be able to put one out next week. But I'm going to try.
So you'll be keeping the blog updated, though.
Oh, the blog is going to stay. Yes, the blog's not going anywhere. However, sometime around Halloween, we may be essentially moving the blog. That's going to be a complication. I'll let you guys know more about that as soon as I know. But we may be moving the blog sometime.
I hope you stay on WordPress.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love WordPress. I love WordPress. I love Audacity, and Podbean has been the absolute best for us. So, you know, those three services, absolutely. Definitely going to continue using those as much as possible.
As much as I love Bean, you know, you could always on WordPress just...
just keep it on the blog?
Well, just record using their built-in recorder, essentially the podcast.
I use my Audacity. I record on Audacity and post it on the blog.
Hey.
So.
There you go.
And I have to say a great big 100% love you. Thank you so much. Carrie is the one who pointed this out to me right before this podcast. So.
I do it through fantasy football.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, we have run... 1 hour and 18 minutes. So, it's time to wrap this up. I wasn't really concerned about time when I thought this might be the last one. But, yeah, we're not doing that. I will see you, if not next week, I will see you the week after on the blog, on Facebook, on Insta. Catch us where you can. If you can't find us, let me know. I'll hook you up. Anything you want to say, Carrie?
No. Great night. Lots of content.
And I would love to hear y'all's ideas and attitudes about the trial as it continues. So feel free, hit me up.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, I think that's it. We got the email. We got the blog. Yep, we're good. All right, guys. Be safe. Be happy. We'll see you next week or the week after.
Be well, people.
Bye.
5.